はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京。
よしです。
高瀬です。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 17. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, joining us for the first time for survival phrases is the Nagasaki connection.
Yay!
All right!
You guys are always in a great mood. Well, very good, because we have a lesson that I think suits Takase very well.
Why?
Takase, have you ever had any problems?
No.
I didn't even finish. Have you ever had any problems in Japan?
No.
Have you ever caused any problems? Ah! Yoshi, you see?
Hi. Yep, I see it.
You can hide, Takase, we know.
I never cause any problem in Japan.
That explains.
That explains it. Just in Japan, she's good. Watch out. We'll keep you updated on where she goes. Again, these phrases are designed to get you through your trip, make it more fun, more exciting. And up until now, we've been giving you all sorts of great things. But in Japan, as in any place you travel, or for people living here, any place you live, you have to be careful. You have to be aware. And if you take the proper precautions, you shouldn't have any problems. Just like Takase never had any problems. Yoshi, have you had any problems in Japan?
No, not at all.
And do you foresee any problems in the future?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Just be aware, take precautions. And today what we're going to do is give you some words to help you get out of uncomfortable situations. So, let's get right into it. First word, Takase, onegaishimasu.
警察. 英語で何と言いますか?
Police. Okay, Takase, let's hear your 警察. Give it to us.
警察.
Wow, Takase, that was really good. Have you used this word before?
No, but I will.
もう一度お願いします. ゆっくりお願いします.
警察.
I got an idea. Imagine that Takase is running after you. Scary, right?
Very scary. 警察!
I don't know. I'd probably let you go. But anyway, let's break this word down. Takase, お願いします.
警察. 警察.
This word is the shortest and would probably get the quickest response. Police! Which means the situation has probably deteriorated to a very bad point where you would just yell out,
警察.
But before this, maybe you feel a little uncomfortable, but you're not ready to call the police. You're not ready to yell for help. Maybe you're feeling confident enough to take care of the problem by yourself. It doesn't need the police intervention. So you can also say to the person,
警察を呼びます。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。警察を呼びます。英語でお願いします。
I will call the police. Takase, お願いします。
警察を呼びます。
Oh, man. It's good. Takase, you should go looking for trouble. You'd be very good at getting out of it.
Yes, I'm always ready to use it.
And believe me, the way you're using it, it will get results. And again, this phrase would probably be used if you think that these words would take care of the problem without having the police intervene. Okay, Yoshi, break down the second half.
を呼びます。を呼びます。
And the whole expression?
警察を呼びます。
It can also mean that you will call the police. I'm going to call the police right now. It can be used as both, kind of a warning or a statement. I'm going to call the police right now. I will go call the police. So this can be used as both. Now, the next expression, you can either say or you might hear it from somebody else. What is this expression? Takase, お願いします。警察を呼んでください。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。警察を呼んでください。英語でお願いします。Please
call the police. And, as we said, you might say it yourself. If you need help from the police, you could say,
警察を呼んでください。Or,
you could be walking on the street, you can see somebody else that's in need of help, and they would say,
警察を呼んでください。Which
means,
Please call the police.
For them. So, they need help, or you need help, how are we going to call the police?
110番.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。110番. Takase, what's this?
It's a number for police.
In English, what's the number?
It's 110.
An easy way to remember it is 1 minus 1 equals 0.
Very nice, Yoshi. Yeah, 1 minus 1, 0. That's it. 110.
Yes.
Okay, let's do a little situation. So I come to Japan. I'm visiting Tokyo. I'm walking down the street, and Yoshi is trying to steal Takase's purse. Okay, Takase is trying to steal Yoshi's wallet.
Yes, that's better.
Yoshi, you better watch out. Yoshi, let's get our stuff on this side of the room. Hang on. Just hold on, everybody.
I won't do it in the studio.
Good to know.
Oh, that's classic. Okay, back to the story. So Takase is trying to steal Yoshi's wallet. Let's do a little situation.
財布はどこだ?
Ah, 警察を呼んでください!
So I see this and I want to help Yoshi. So I dial 110. But what do I say?
助けてください!
もう一度お願いします! ゆっくりお願いします!
助けてください!
Yoshi, what does this mean?
Please help.
Yes. And in emergencies, it can get reduced to just
助けて!
もう一度お願いします! ゆっくりお願いします!
助けて!
Okay, Takase, break down the first expression.
助けてください!
And one time fast.
助けてください!
Two words in there. Yoshi, give us the first word and the short version of this expression. Please help.
助けて.
Break it down.
助けて. 助けて.
So now you have the means to help you get help from people around you. Now, a few things we want to point out. The Japanese police, as I'm sure many police departments around the world, recommend that you use the landline. That way they can trace the call and dispatch units there. So watch out, Takase. They'll be there fast.
I'm too fast for them.
So yes, as you can see, Takase is the reason we're doing this class.
Don't scare them.
Too late.
I'm just acting.
Yes. Again, we really want to stress, we're just introducing this to you for the worst case scenario. Because remember, there are things you can't plan for. We do feel that if you come to Japan and you take precautions, you're aware of what's going on around you, and you're safe about things you do, that it's highly unlikely you'll run into problems. Right, Yoshi?
You're right.
Because we have Takase in the office from 9 to 8, so she's not out on the streets. Wouldn't you agree, Takase?
I do.
But there are things you can't plan for, and it's best to know this. And more than that, you can help somebody else out. You can play the Good Samaritan. So this is why we're introducing this today. Okay, in this case, what name would we call Takase?
Dorobo.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。泥棒。Takase, can you break down 泥棒?
泥棒。泥棒。
Now, Takase is the bold mugger. She goes right up to people and says, give me your wallet. But there is a different style for getting a woman's purse, which is...
ひったくり。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。ひったくり。
英語で何と言いますか?
Type of thief that runs up from behind, grabs the purse, and keeps running in one motion. Break it down for us.
ひったくり。ひったくり。
But again, this is... I haven't heard about this too much in Japan. Have you, Yoshi?
Yes.
How about you, Takase?
No.
Where did you hear about this, Yoshi?
On the news. Sometimes people, they come behind you on a bicycle or scooters and take your stuff away.
Ah.
Also.
High tech, hitakuri.
Hi.
High tech, hitakuri.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's one more thing we'd like to introduce. We want to introduce a lot. We're going to have to break this into a few episodes. There's a few more expressions that we want to get in there. Now, in Japan, on the crowded trains, sometimes there's a problem. Right, Takase?
Yes.
Yoshi?
Yes.
What's this problem?
痴漢.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
痴漢.
Takase, what's this?
It's groper.
Yes, somebody who gropes people. There are other ways to explain it, but I think the best way to explain it is someone who gropes people. The trains here. Yoshi, how crowded are the trains here?
Very crowded. That you can't even move.
Can't even move. Takase, you take the train in the morning.
Yes.
How crowded is it?
It's so crowded that I get lifted off the ground.
Wow. I've never been lifted off the ground. Maybe I was lifting people, but in the morning, the person on the platform is actually pushing people into the train. If a bag gets caught, he runs after, he pushes it in. He's pushing people in. It's so crowded. So sometimes some people take advantage of this. They take advantage of the close proximity. And if this was to happen, it's very important that you say the word.
時間.
There it is. Just like Takase. Takase, もう一度お願いします.
時間.
There it is. And if you say this, the people around you are definitely willing to help. The way that this becomes a real problem is if you don't say anything. If you don't say anything, then it could become a very big problem. But if you say,
時間.
It'll alert people around you. I knew someone who this happened to. She said it. Two guys nearby grabbed the guy and they all went to the
警察.
Yep. So it's very important that you say something. Okay, Yoshi, break down this word.
時間. 時間.
And the 時間 is usually used for guys groping girls. But we know that there are some good-looking guys out there. Yoshi, you're a good-looking guy.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you might have this problem. Sometimes the reverse will happen. And if a girl gropes a guy, what's the word for that?
地上.
もう一度お願いします. ゆっくりお願いします.
地上.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, Takase, we've heard about your past.
No. But what happened is the train is so crowded that you have to touch them. No, not have to, but without your...
Contact, right? You mean contact.
Yes.
Yes, and that's why we have the word...
地上.
地上.
Break it down, Takase.
地上. 地上.
Okay, so we hope these phrases helped you out today. What'd you think? Pretty useful, Takase?
Yes.
Yoshi?
Very much.
All right, so that's going to do it for this week.
また明日.
またね。
See you tomorrow.